Kong.
What
the hell? What the hell?
I'm the demon of annoying noises.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, I'll go ahead and introduce the show.
You can introduce your anus.
It's very wide, has a little bit of hair, a couple of brown spots on it.
A zit on the left butt cheek.
Has a little turtle head poking out right now.
Oh, damn.
Might be a little smelly. Do you need any more details on it?
I think I'm clear.
Hello, this is Mazar. Welcome to Game vs. Anime episode 19, I believe. I don't know. I never checked what episode we're on. I just randomly guess.
Close enough.
We're on an episode, I think.
Hmm?
We're on an episode.
You said shut up.
Yeah, that works. And with me here today is...
this guy again.
I just said my name and Wookie.
That doesn't sound like Wookiee to me. That sounds like screaming.
Well, you know what? My Wookiee's better than yours.
And Mac, are you there?
Shut the hell up.
Yes. I already said my name. You're all just
deaf. Well, we have no emails today, so that's unfortunate.
Also expected.
Which is funny, because supposedly we got 20 subscribers, not describers, like the last episode.
Subscribers.
I usually describe it as long, wet, and a bit expensive.
That doesn't sound that very good. Yeah.
That is, whoa.
Anyway, I guess we'll get right into the news part of the show, and hopefully some other people have news other than me.
I don't have anything. Other than I just crashed like a son of a... Oh, God.
Oh, wait, I got some news. Smash Brothers got pushed back, right, bitch?
Pushed back.
Yes, it did.
Sound yeah, that's right. It's almost away. Like I totally called it.
That's something to be proud of.
It is something to be proud of. I'll take any amount of personal fucking attack ever just so I can prove myself right.
Good for you. You must feel
yeah,
special.
Good for me. I said it.
Anyway, about Brawl, yeah, it sucks they got pushed back again. But then the reason why I got pushed back is what a lot of people may not know is they got pushed back because they want to make sure there's enough Wiis in stock.
There's never gonna be enough Wiis in stock. It's the Wii. People are gonna buy it just because.
It'll never be in stock.
Yeah, it's never going to be in stock. It's like, well, so we're gonna get it next year.
But that's the reason because supposedly they think it's gonna sell like pancakes or something. I don't know, hotcakes.
I like pancakes. I'll take
you
two.
You like pancakes?
I like pancakes!
Wow.
Stewie likes pancakes. Stewie would
pancake.
Kill
me pancakes. Pancake! Oh my god, I got beat. Oh my god, dude. This dude's beating me every time. Oh,
dude, you're all over the place.
What? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I like pancakes!
That rock band game's kind of sweet.
When did TJ become the new ramen noodle king?
Nah, he's probably just drinking water filled with sugar.
Or sugar.
Sugar!
Sugar-covered cock, whatever we want to say.
Tasty! Oh, wait.
Anyway, here's my first piece of news. I posted it in there. Basically, Rock Band has now sold 2.5 million.
That game's
rock
pretty
band's
sweet.
Platinum.
What?
Platinum. It's gone platinum. Never mind. Shut up.
It's gone echo. That's what it's gone, because that's all I heard.
Your audio is having a little bit of a problem there, TJ.
It's not me. It is not me.
Is it not you, you?
There cannot be
anyway,
echo.
I haven't got a chance to play Rock Band yet. It's actually a really good game, guys.
Fuck, the drums make you fucking just want to masturbate.
Dude,
if you weren't
drums
in front of a bunch
are
of friends.
Awesome. That's why I bought
TJ,
it.
TJ, your audio is already having serious issues.
What
over
is
there.
Wrong with the stupid ass audio? Oh my god. What's wrong with it?
You like keep cutting out, doesn't he, Joe?
I don't hear the cutouts, but I hear an echo every now and again.
Yeah.
We're probably just making this all up to just to drive him insane.
Probably. You're bothering me.
But dude, the singing part's actually pretty sweet.
Really? You do singing?
You don't feel like a douchebag when you do it.
You're a fag. Why is this guy always gotta be in front of me? I'm gonna kill him.
I don't know, the singing part seemed like it might be gay to do.
No, dude, it's fun.
What?
If we're talking about Rock Band.
I never had a chance to play it.
That's sweet. The drums are like fucking cool fan-fucking-tastic. I want to get fucking drunker and shit and try to play the drums.
What's it like is what he asked.
Just like playing like drums. Like, I mean, except, you know, there's only four fucking pads and a foot pedal. But I mean, it's like identical to drum playing. Like, I've heard more than one person call it a drum simulator.
Drum slash singing slash guitar playing.
Oh, the guitar kind of sucks, and the singing isn't. I mean, you could hum the songs and still get 100% on them, you know, because it just goes in pitch.
Yeah, I think that's good, though.
But the drums are definitely the fucking most spot on when it comes to an actual, like, instrument.
You know, hard, though.
Is it worth the money, though? Is this like $160 or something like that?
Well, try to imagine yourself buying three separate games. And then it doesn't seem so bad, I guess.
Yeah.
But you just said the singing and the guitar part wasn't good, so is it worth it?
No, it's good, but it's not accurate, like, I mean, when it comes to, like, real instruments. No, the guitar, I mean, it's easy. I mean, it's a lot easier than Guitar Hero.
Accuracy doesn't matter in a video game, usually.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Because it is for fun. Like,
oh, I know, I just like it.
Guitar Hero isn't gonna
I just
be a
like,
pro
if
they pick up a guitar unless they know how to play it.
I just like the fact that it's actually getting people interested in music, and
I
like,
can't hear you.
I've heard from a lot of people.
Turn your goddamn mic up.
What? I don't think I like that. I don't think I like that tone.
Turn your damn mic up.
I think he might be trying to break out of his cocoon, folks. You're a real bastard, you know that?
I love how Joe's not laughing.
Hey, you like
not
that?
Not funny, guys. Come on.
Notice the silence there.
Oh, Jesus.
Is my mic turned up? Is it better?
I can hear
there?
You now.
You can hear me now.
Now if Meg would
yeah,
turn
you
up
sure you can hear
mic?
Me? I don't want, yeah. I mean, I don't want any fucking, you know, any problems.
Round two.
Don't act like that was an ultra combo. That was like a three-hit combo top. It's just that he went from like a baby swinging the controller around in a circle and actually pounding on the buttons with his fists.
What?
That's right. You go back to submissive. We can't have you mouthing off.
Whatever, dude.
So, I don't even know what the fuck is going on anymore.
We're talking about Rock Band.
Sure, we're talking about your AIDS?
My AIDS?
Yeah.
That I got from you?
Yeah. For Christmas.
From your dick?
No.
In my anus?
No. From the needle that I stabbed you in the neck with.
Well, while Joe's already on a rampage, I'll supply the next piece of news for him that he's going to go crazy about.
I like pancakes!
God damn it, why do you always go to GameSpot for your shitty news? Go to Kotaku, it's better. Oh, yeah, I read this on Kotaku the other
day. Basically, a Russian MORPG group met in real life, and they killed the other group, or one other person.
It's genius.
They actually had a fucking, like, gang brawl, dude.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad.
What, TJ?
So that's pretty sad.
Isn't it?
It's actually cool because that means there's one less of them. You know, I'm all for reading about stupid people dying because that just means there's less. I mean, there might be more, you know, but I mean, in that case, that one's gone, you know, so fuck, we're on the right fucking track.
Man, what TJ was telling me earlier, what were you telling me here, TJ? I forgot.
Dude, there's all sorts of shit going on. Like, in third world countries or whatever, people would come up in, like, old, warehouses or war factories or whatever the hell, you know, like a big-ass building, and it'd all sit around and play MMOs. Like, there'd be, like, 1,000 people in this building, and they'd all be sitting there playing an MMO, and they'd have, like, no other life. And then there's other countries and such as well that will do that, and the people who play these, like, if they don't spend their entire time on that game, then they'll be shoved out of their group. It's, like, socially unacceptable for them to not play the game.
Do you see why I hate these fucking games? I mean, I realize it's not the game, so all some weird socio-cultural thing, but Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, it's kind of in a third world country and stuff, but, yeah, it kind of can happen here.
Russia sucks anyways.
They definitely don't like journalists, that's for sure.
Aren't they still communists? I'm not sure.
No.
Who?
Well... yeah, but no.
Did you ever hear about the Tetris story about the whole Russian thing?
What?
Tetris. The Tetris was made by a Russian guy.
Yeah.
As an algorithm.
Yeah, and he couldn't sell it because Russia was communist, so they had no property there. So he basically just gave it to his friends, and then this big old guy sold it to America and sold it to, like, a whole bunch of other people. And then there was, like, a big old war who owns the Tetris property. And that guy didn't get any money from it.
No. I was reading that he does actually get some royalties from that.
Why? From what I heard, he didn't because it's a communist Russia.
Let me check on that. Because I thought I saw that on Kotaku a while ago.
If he doesn't, that really has to suck to make, like, one of the highest-making games ever and not get fucking any money for it.
Okay, yeah. I actually did find the Kotaku story. Alexei Pajitnov.
What does it say?
Oh, let's see. Here's a quote. He says, "First of all, it's not true," referring to the royalties, not getting royalties. "I granted my rights to Tetris, to my computer center, to my organization for 10 years. When those 10 years expired, I got my rights back.
Oh.
And since 1996, I've been getting some royalties for it."
That's nice.
And looks like he'll never have to work again. The guy looks kind of not crazy, though. It's kind of disappointing.
Why? You think someone would be crazy that made that game?
Well, you know, you figure Russian scientists, I just fucking think, like, crazy fucking Einstein-looking guys, fucking hair fucking frazzled out, fucking mega-style, you know? But yeah, up until then, he wasn't getting any royalties.
I mean, that's not as tragic then, because now he's getting money, but if he didn't get money anymore, that would really freaking suck.
Yeah, it kind of would.
That'd be like if I or me and you made a popular game and wouldn't get any money for it. I'd be pissed.
I wouldn't be as mad as if I made it for getting money. You know what I mean? I mean, he made it for just shits and giggles, you know? So he passed around like, "Hey, guys, try out this game or whatever." And then all of a sudden it became a big thing. He didn't really expect it.
Yeah.
Just because he didn't capitalize on it.
Yeah, if you made it to capitalize on it, I can see that would definitely suck.
I'm making a game. Hopefully it's going to get me rich. And then some other dude's like, "Oh, thanks for the game. Now I'm going to be rich." Like, whoa. I'm going to shoot you in the face.
It just sounded so depressing, TJ.
Here's another piece of news that's interesting.
Jesus Christ. 3 for 3 from GameSpot, man. I should kill you.
I'm sorry. I don't really like GameSpot. I just find it easiest to search up news there.
Fuck GameSpot, because they fire fucking people for, giving bad reviews.
I know. Suckers. I don't only use them for their news thing.
Wait a minute. They fired people
them,
for giving bad reviews?
I use them
reviews?
For
you, yeah, you didn't hear, tell them the story about that. He didn't hear about
that. You missed that one,
TJ? Yeah, I didn't know about that. They fired
Gerstmann
people?
Jeff Gerstmann gave an average review to Kane and Lynch. And at the time, Kane and Lynch was running, like, you know when you go to GameSpot occasionally, get those really annoying backgrounds with the games being advertised?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that the review came out with that advertising going on. And within a matter of days, the review was edited, he was fired, and the advertising got taken off the main page. And, you know, everyone was like, "Oh, he got fired for unrelated reasons." Huh. And stuff. I mean, the guy was kind of a dick face. He gave, like, Twilight Princess, like, an 8.7 or something?
Yeah.
Because it was a Zelda game? But, I mean, still, it's his fucking thing. And, you know, he should be fired for being a bad journalist and not fucking just... like, writing a bad write-up. You know, like, "Oh, you probably should have said you liked this game."
Yeah, because you didn't like a game that they were trying to sell, if that was the reason, then hell no, that's stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing. There's a whole big fucking internet shitstorm about it. They actually had a fucking protest outside the CNET offices for a couple days from other video game journalists. It was pretty cool.
But anyway, on this news, basically, surgeons are now using the Wii to warm up on, like, surgery and shit.
I think they're using a system like the Wii. Because I've seen that before, like, on Discovery Channel or whatever. They got, like, a TV screen or whatever and a fake
now this
fake
one actually
layout.
Says Wii Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of fucking stupid.
I just hope
I'd rather they do stuff like look at the patient's charts. I don't know. I guess I'm old-fashioned.
I don't know. It just scared the shit out of me if the doctor came in with the Wii remote all of a sudden. I'm like, wait, moment. No.
Oh, fuck. I'm not in the game. God damn it. I'll be back.
Blood. Wait, what? This wasn't supposed to happen.
There's a cooler story I read yesterday that a guy, he found a flipped SUV and using only the fucking medic knowledge that he gained from America's Army, he fucking administered first aid and saved the guy's life.
Really?
Yeah. But it's a violent video game. Kids shouldn't have it. Blah, blah. Fuck.
It's a recruitment tool.
Yeah, it is. And see, now it's even going to get more good PR because, oh, look, it saved a life while it's killing thousands more.
And here's my, well, not my last, but this is an interesting thing. I'm going to have to post this on the website. If you scroll down a little bit, here's some images from the Dragon Ball movie.
Oh, God, okay. Yeah, those things are fucking stupid, aren't they?
You seen them?
Yeah, they're interviewing the fucking, the guy that was playing Goku, and one of the reporters forgot what the fuck his name was. Because he was like, I heard this was a really popular show, I hope I do a good job. And I was like, oh, he's going to do a bad job.
He doesn't even know what the show is.
Yeah, he's like, I heard it's a good show, you fail.
Did he read that too, TJ?
I didn't read it.
I'm not even
interested, dude. Like, well.
Yeah, it's going to be the dumbest shit ever, man. It looks like the Power Rangers fucking set. I mean, look at this bullshit.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe they're doing this. Someone is giving them money to do this. Someone thinks they're going to make money by doing this.
They probably will make money.
They should at least done it with the fan base, you know what I mean? Like, you like Dragon Ball Z? Like, yeah! I was like, I'll pay you $100 for getting a Dragon Ball Z movie. Like, okay! You know, at least they would know what to play. Like, you know that, it'd be like, instead of be like, what power? They'd be like, what power?
Oh, it would go so horrible if they did that, though. There'd be like a million people going, Kamehameha. Or Masenko, or...
At least they pronounce it right, cannon. You know? They'd be like, what is Kamehameha?
You seriously tell me the guy they got has no idea what Dragon Ball is and he's starring in the movie?
No, let me find the Kotaku thing that actually has the quote from.
Because that is already spelling doom for the movie.
Yeah.
Dude, look at the fucking pictures. That is spelling doom for the fucking movie. I mean, that is seriously something that you're going to go to and just laugh. Because you know it's going to be bad. And the thing is that it should be good. You know
what I mean?
You're
forgetting one thing. Those pictures haven't had the movie treatment of special effects up the wazoo applied yet.
Well, I realize, but I mean, did you look at those pictures? I mean, what can they do to those?
I don't know. I'm not really expecting much. It's been like, what, 5 years since they started talking about a Dragon Ball Z movie? Like, I've heard the
okay,
news
let's
of
see.
Constantly. It's like, oh,
quote,
they're making a Dragon Ball Z movie. Okay.
Okay,
still
go ahead.
Dragon Ball Z movie.
Right. Let me see if I can find
it. I thought you said you found it.
Yeah, I did.
Dumbass.
Okay, it doesn't have a longer quote. It says, the character of Goku, an important character to play, been around on kids' cartoons for a while, so I hope I do a good job.
Do you say kids' cartoon?
It was a kids' cartoon.
It's an anime, though.
It was a kids' cartoon. I remember watching it as a kid. Granted, it was
I remember
like
it on Toonami,
kid, but still as a kid,
which is definitely an after-school time slot. But regardless,
yeah.
The next line after that quote is "This
it was
movie
an all
is
ages
doomed" in all capital letters.
What's the next line? What's the next line?
This movie is doomed in all capital letters.
Send us a link.
It's about as bad as what they cast in fucking Spider-Man 3.
Who?
What's his name? The guy from. 70s.
Oh, yeah, the one guy that's definitely not Venom, but they made for Venom.
Well, actually, that's not as bad as the Joker casting.
No.
Brokeback Joker.
Brokeback Joker.
Yeah.
What? You didn't hear about that, TJ and Joe?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Mecca? The new Joker movie, the brand new Joker movie, they got the guy who stars in Brokeback Mountain to play Joker.
Well, the thing is that really bothers me, that really, really upsets me about this movie, is that they repeated one that's from another bad guy. They've already made one with Joker in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only that, it was a good Joker. I mean, it was like one of the...
Dude, it was the fucking best Joker. You ain't going to get someone to be a fucking better Joker than him. Man.
Yeah. What the hell was his name?
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, it's Jack Nicholson.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? That was the fucking
dude,
good.
Come on.
Did you read the interview where they had the Jack Nicholson about the whole movie?
No.
He basically said that they didn't inform him that they were making a new movie, and they should have informed him because he would have tried to reprise his role. But now that they didn't, he's not going to watch the movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that movie. How
well,
about
he died in the movie anyways, didn't he?
Yeah, at the end.
Well, they're remaking it, basically.
Yeah, they're just redoing it.
Oh, wait, it's supposed to just be a remake of the first one?
No, it's not supposed to be a remake. They're making Batman more realistic.
They're remaking a Batman.
Okay, they're
going to
make someone that fucking has a utility belt. Fucking.
Whoa, rebel. What the hell was that?
It was a bunch of rage coming from three people at once. That's exactly what the fuck that was.
An outrage!
Every Batman is basically a retelling of the same story, anyways.
What
hardly
the hell are you talking
have
about?
Any
You're
continuity between each other.
You fail.
Damn. Slaughtered that one. Man, they could have had fucking Killer Croc or fucking the Man Bat.
Dude, there was a bunch.
Awesome.
They could even
the
add
Man
another
Bat
character.
Would have been sweet.
They could add on, like, the hell, the Legion thing or whatever that they were all together with. Batman
Super
was a part
friends?
Of it. Yeah, like, he could have,
fuck,
like, Superman
dude,
and Batman together.
We are not dealing with the fucking Wonder Twins. Hell no.
What? No, you have Batman and Superman together in the same movie. Like,
oh,
and then they go fight,
cool.
Whatchamacallit, they fought. Whatever the
Lex
hell
Luthor? Legion of Doom? Come on, man. I think Man-Bat and Killer Croc would have been a good combination, because they could have made some fucking scientist to accidentally create them both.
That's what I thought they were going to do, because I didn't mind Batman Begins. I thought it was a good movie. I mean, it showed you how Batman became Batman.
And
it was
fucking,
it was at least another Batman movie, not a remake of one
that dude
made.
Is supposed to be, like, Middle Eastern, though. And they didn't make him Middle Eastern because of the stupid terrorism bullshit. That's so fucking stupid.
Oh. But then I thought they were going to continue after the fourth movie and not start remaking the movies, which is just really freaking stupid.
Yeah, it's very depressing.
Those movies have hardly any continuity between them anyway, so there's really it's not really sequels.
I don't know what you're saying. They actually have continuity between them.
You know,
hardly.
I kind of don't think they have continuity between them. Because it's just like random fucking event, Mr. Freeze, random event, fucking Penguin.
Yeah, exactly.
But still, I mean, they gotta use new fucking villains.
And, yeah, who are they gonna, when they remake the Penguin, who are they gonna play the fucking Penguin? Jesus Christ.
They better not fucking remake the Penguin.
Fucking Danny DeVito was the perfect Penguin. You know?
Yeah, of course. Look at him, for Christ's sake.
this is really messed up. I'm getting tired of the remake. Oh, there's gonna be more than that villains, too. They're gonna have Two-Face in the movie, too.
In the same movie?
Yeah.
They're going to have the Joker and the Two-Face both in the same movie.
And they're going to have a little bit of Scarecrow in it again.
Wasn't Two-Face with the Riddler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mr. Freeze, I think, right?
No, Mr.
Freeze was with Poison Ivy.
Yeah,
and
with
Bane,
Poison Ivy.
Right? They need to have Bane in again, because Bane definitely sucked in that movie he was in.
That was in part four, Batman. Batman and Robin just sucked anyway, so. You ever see Batman and Robin?
Yeah, I saw them all. That one definitely sucked.
Batman Forever wasn't that bad, but, I mean, Batman and Robin just sucked really bad. That's what they get for getting George Clooney to play Batman.
Yeah, definitely.
Nothing against George Clooney or anything.
Fuck him. That was some fucking, like, unnecessary rage.
And there, actually, here's the last, it's not really news, it's the last thing I found. It seems kind of interesting. It's an article that I found about console RPGs are the way of the past.
Huh? Well, kinda.
Like, turn-based RPGs, are they done for? Are we're not gonna see any more?
If they could do them without the goddamn loading screens, because those are kind of irritating.
Kind of Chrono Trigger-ish?
Yeah, because it was, not too much lag in between, like, encounter and actual battle. But, like, FF10? Fuck! God damn.
That really sucks, though, because I enjoy turn-based RPGs. I really do.
I feel like there's a lot more strategy and more of a mental mind game kind of thing, but it seems like a lot of people are just getting out of it. Like, I like to play chess. Like, I seriously play chess on a weekly basis.
But well, you're one of those fags that think.
Huh?
You're one of those fags that use their brain.
Yes, I use my brain. Too bad nobody else does. But yeah, I like to use my brain. I don't like to just go around, shoot people, and find a good hiding spot. I like to actually beat them because I outsmarted them. You know what I mean? It's like not because I've had the game longer than they have. I just, I don't know. Like, I beat him, I want to say, yeah, I beat him because of this, not because I just so happened to find a glitch in a game and I beat him.
You know, I definitely don't like FF11 fucking bullshit style, where it's still turn-based, but they pretend it's not.
Yeah, they did that with FF12.
Yeah, FF12 was...
Yeah, I'm not going to play that, and I fucking downloaded it. Isn't that fucking crazy?
You should play it for the main... The story is actually not, like, gay story, like, gay villain story. It's actually quite interesting. It's very,
Just YouTube it.
Yeah, it's actually an interesting story. It's not the typical FF11 or FF story.
It might, maybe. One of these days.
But what upsets me is, like, if you look back at the greatest games ever, like, fucking Chrono Trigger, Final Fantasy VI, Final Fantasy VII, those are all turn-based games.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It just seems to me that turn-based is usually the best game, and now they're not going to be doing them anymore. What's the point?
Yeah, right. They're always going to be doing this.
Have you looked at the recent Final Fantasy games? They're not turn-based anymore, and those are the main games doing turn-based.
They are.
Final Fantasy sucks. I wish they'd kill thing, because it's just getting worse and worse. Ever since Final Fantasy VII,
thank you.
It's like getting shittier and shittier.
What about Dragon Quest? Does Dragon Quest do turn-based in the last one?
No, the newest one has. They don't even do turn-based now. They took away from turn-based now for that one too.
It's all still technically turn-based.
Is it like FF11?
I haven't played
like
the Dragon Quest games, but I'm guessing that each character can only act every so often.
I haven't read, but Dragon Quest IX, from what I've read, is not turn-based anymore. Not even FF11 style. I don't think it's turn-based at all. It's all action oriented.
I see.
So, anyways,
I don't know. It's just really I enjoy turn based like games like Xenosaga and stuff like that. I enjoy those better than games like fucking Mario and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I fucking definitely hate Mario now. Some fag ruined it for me.
It would ruin it for yourself eventually. Anyway, I just softened the blow.
God damn. Hey, that's
Matt.
So fucking gay.
What?
Did you play that game I sent you yet?
No, I kind of deleted it. I mean, I played it.
Of course.
What game?
It was called Cat Mario. I've actually seen it before.
What was it?
Cat Mario.
Cat Mario?
Yeah.
It's gay Mario.
That's kind of fucked.
It's a really hard Mario game, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Is that the really fucking godly evil one where, like, the fucking cloud attacks you and shit?
Yeah.
God, that fucking shit's evil. I guarantee you, Matt, you won't be able to get past World 1-1 for the longest goddamn time. The flagpole. Yeah. Don't trust the flagpole, man.
I've seen the video.
It took me a while to get past that.
With the plague pose, shoots the laser and stuff.
So far, I can get to World 2-2, I think.
That's pretty fucking good, dude.
It takes a lot of lives, though.
You don't have a life limit on that, do you?
Yeah, I know. No, you don't. You have infinite lives. It just goes into a big negative.
I'm surprised it doesn't start going to, like, negative integer fucking, like, 2 to the 31st power and shit. Because that game seemed pretty horrible from the fucking video.
That's a very hard game.
I saw a video of someone beating Super Mario 64 in 13 minutes, I think it was.
Yeah, those guys on Twin Galaxies are fucked, aren't they?
Who?
Twin Galaxies, where they go for all the video game records.
Oh. I don't know,
what
man.
A horrible life.
I couldn't play a game, because you'd have to play that game and memorize each part of the game. I couldn't play it that much. I would get bored.
Yeah, well,
yeah, it just seems like it's useless time.
What, TJ?
It seems like it's a useless waste of time. I mean, I don't know. It seems like something that you would train a monkey to do or your dog instead of doing it yourself. You know what I mean?
They're like, Koreans, here, monkey, dude. It's about the same fucking thing.
I'll give you a cookie if you can do this faster. And the monkey's like, oh, no, it does it. And then it's like, okay, monkey, well, you did it under 5 minutes, so I'm only going to give you one cookie. Monkey's like, oh, hell no. And he's like, 3 minutes, bitch. Where's my three cookies? You know, I don't know. It just seems like, you know, games like that and the push-button games, like where you got to press the red button. Oh, yeah, it's called Guitar Hero, where you got to press the red button at the right time and the blue button at the right time. And you just keep pushing the right button at the right time where, like, you ever see, experiments on rats? Like, where they'll
I'd like to see a goddamn rat pay fucking Dragon Force on expert.
Watch this. All right. So you say you got two little button things, and the rats will come up, and they'll touch one. One of them will shock the shit out of the rat, okay? And the other one will give them food, okay? The rat goes up, touches one, gets shocked the hell out. All right. It goes up, touches the other one. Okay. So they start him back up in the beginning of the maze. The rat runs up there, and he comes up, and he memorizes, hey, I should probably not touch the one on the left because it's
operant conditioning. Where are you going with this, you fucker?
It's the same thing. I cannot stand how people can play games like that. I feel like, man, I could set up a monkey and it and beat me at it. It's because I don't care.
I think he just called you a monkey, Joe.
Monkey man.
Well,
monkey man, what do you got to say, monkey
you up
man?
In Guitar Hero. You like that?
Monkey.
I think it's worse in games like God of War and shit where you do the stupid button fucking things.
I like Indigo Prophecy, though. That's a good game.
What?
Indigo Prophecy.
Yeah, it kind of irritated me in that, too, because I couldn't pay attention to the story because I had to press the stupid goddamn random button so I wouldn't get hit by a phantom driving car.
I don't know. When I saw you playing Guitar Hero, it didn't seem too interesting to me either, so I kind of agree with TJ.
Well, it kind of like maybe goes ADD. It's not as bad as the Rock Band, just because of like the background, like where the strolling is on Rock Band, it's just solid color, except for whenever you hit like the the special power or whatever, when it turns yellow, then it turns yellow. Okay, what the hell? On the other one, it had like pictures of scorpions and stuff, and these things are kind of like catch my eye, so I'd kind of get drifted off into space, and you know, I look, oh look, it's a scorpion. Oh, look, it's something.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
The scrolling thing where it has the red button, like the four different buttons.
Oh, the background of it?
Yeah, the background. When it moves.
Man, I had no idea what the fuck you were talking about, dude. You were scaring the shit out of me. Scorpions and shit. I was like, man, this dude's fucking tweaked out.
That's why I don't play that game. I see things.
Guitar Hero is 5 buttons.
Not good enough.
Thanks for that information.
So,
ew, what the hell was that?
I switched my car to stock and it turned into yellow.
I think you fucking just got a stick to cover your ass.
Sorry.
Anyway, now that we're done with the news part, it's not more news, but it's a new trailer just came out for Smash Brothers Brawl. I would like to talk about that. Have you seen that yet, Joe?
I actually haven't seen any fucking trailer for Smash Brothers Brawl because I refuse to look at it until I'm playing it. Isn't that strange?
Why?
I say you're a weird.
I don't know. I'm fucking weird.
We've been looking at the dojo updates.
I've seen a couple, but I haven't seen the trailer.
Anyway,
totally killed you there.
It's going to have shit like a Final Smash and fucking assist trophies in it, which might unbalance the game, like, hardcore.
Has what?
Maybe.
Wait, what?
Assist trophies.
You know what those are?
Wait a minute, that does something? Like, it affects the gameplay?
It might.
It could.
Hold on, this seems new to me, that I didn't know, like, collecting trophies would affect the gameplay.
How it works is basically...
It's an item.
Yeah. You want to explain it, Joe, since you can better explain shit than I am?
You basically pick up an item and you got a little sidekick comes and beats the shit out of people, but it can't get hurt. Well, it might be able to get hurt, but you don't control it. It's just a computer-controlled character that beats the shit out of people.
The fuck?
So, like, God, what was one of them? I can't even remember who some of the assist people were.
Gray Fox.
Gray Fox for Snake. There's one. Ninja comes around and starts fucking chopping the shit out of people.
What is it, like a Pokeball?
Yeah, kind of like a Pokeball. Except it's the same character every time, depending on who you're playing.
Hopefully they don't fuck up the gameplay.
I'm more worried about Final Smashers fucking up the gameplay.
You still gotta pick up items for those.
Yeah, but man, just fucking destroying the whole stage sometimes.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it. That's the problem. Is that whoever gets lucky is gonna win.
Well, so fuck, how is that different from fucking Smash Brothers Melee, dude?
It is a lot different.
You saw what happened to Terry all the time. I mean, my God. You can only get blown up so many times when it's not your fucking fault.
Well, if we played together anyway, it would probably just be like not pick it up or something like that.
I don't think Final Smashes will be unfair.
I don't think they're going to be that common. Like, hopefully it's just going to be stupid rare and it's not going to be so bad. Or it could be like a predicament kind of thing. Like, say you got one guy who is at 15% HP left, right? But all the other people have, like, 200%. Like, 3 out of 4 is 200% or above or some stuff. And then that would cause one of them to come up, which would be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, if there's something like that to where you could almost control it, then that'd actually incorporate some sort of skill into it. You know what I mean? Instead of just like, oh, look at that, I got lucky. Whereas I always got bob-ombed all the time because I try to stay out of range, and wherever I move to, the screen would be not showing the 5,000 bob-ombs waiting to attack me. Whereas, like, in the Super Smash, I can always see it. Like, I'll be fighting some dude who's, like, super hardcore, and then the NPC is kind of jerking off in the corner. And he's like, oh, look, a Super Smash. And then he kills us all.
Yay, Super Smash.
Also, there's another cool thing that they announced is that you can build your own stages.
That's going to be that shit.
That's
going to
be awesome.
Because I'm going to make something so gay and horrible.
Oh, did you hear about how the options are online at all yet, Joe?
Nope. Well, maybe. I don't know. I know a lot that I don't know until someone says it, and then I remember.
Basically, you can, like, you can create your own room or whatever, and let's say, like, me, you, and TJ are playing. Then there's a fourth player that is playing, too, that we don't know. There's some random guy that we're beating the shit out of, okay?
Yeah.
And that fourth player disconnects for some weird reason. He won't just stand there. The computer will then automatically take control of his character.
Oh, that's gay.
Why?
No, it's actually pretty good. Think about it.
That sucks, because I don't want to get beat by a fucking computer.
Well, the computer, you should be able to beat a computer at, like, max level. If you don't, you suck. I mean, it's just all there is to it.
It's possible that it could pick up on their skill level and match it.
No.
Why not?
Sorry, the Wii does not have that capabilities of AI. I'm sorry. It's the Nintendo Wii.
What is it going to do? Is it just going to go to fucking, like, 9 then? That sucks.
I don't think it sucks. Just imagine if you get disconnected, Joe, and your character is sitting...
You get disconnected, then it counts as a disconnect. That's happened since the history of internet gaming. It fucking happens, and it fucking sucks. That's why you get a better fucking modem or a better fucking ISP.
Or why only the... Or you get a better host.
I just hope it doesn't fucking end in tragedy. I mean, could you imagine that, like, in an RTS? You know, playing fucking Dawn of War, and you fucking just unplug your modem so your fucking, like, rest of your team can have a fucking, like, expert fucking computer on their side. You know, that sucks, because expert computers are fucking insanely difficult.
That'd be interesting to see. I don't think it'll stay in that long. Like, I think it's probably just a... Because sometimes you'll have, like a server fart, and it'll disconnect you for a short time, and then you come back to reconnect. I think it's going to be one of them deals. Like, after 5 seconds or whatever, then... Because it's just going to do a quick move. Like, say somebody's going to about to punch in your face, and then all of a sudden, bam, disconnect. Like, okay. Well, hopefully that didn't hit so hard. Whereas, if you're just glitching out or something, it's not so bad. But if they're going to have it, yeah, for the rest of the game, and then they're going to put in a level 9 NPC, yeah, I can see it having a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
Especially when the level 9 NPC knows that, hey, there's a special... hammer over here on the far corner. That
no, the computer with the hammer is horrible. It comes after you with such vengeance.
Well, so I don't mind it so much as long as if the computer actually wins, don't count towards the player's score or something like that.
And that's all I'm really worried about.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice. But still, I can see it fucking up stuff. Oh, well.
I think it's better than just imagine, though.
I think if someone disconnects, their character should disappear because they're no longer part of the game.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're not playing, then you shouldn't have any input whatsoever.
But then, Joe, if you get something like that, you can get people that can randomly pop in towards the end of the matches and shit.
No, I'm not saying they don't come back into the game. I'm saying you start a match, and if you have, like, just like every other game, you have a 30-second countdown, 45-second countdown. If it gets to zero, you have the option to keep the player or drop the player. If he drops, his character vanishes, and he's disconnected.
That'd be nice, too.
It might work. Fuck, it's always worked, you bet. It's not like an innovative idea.
I don't know. I still like the computer idea. I think it'd be nice if you, like, get...
Well, I like the computer idea while you're waiting. Instead of, like, pausing the game and having, like, a countdown.
Yeah. Because I think that's what it's doing. Nice. It's just doing that, like I was saying, like, if somebody's going to come across the screen and he's going to punch you in the face, right? But then all of a sudden you disconnect. But it's just like a server fart or some crap. Well, if he puts in a computer player all of a sudden, then they're going to learn to, you know, they're going to try to dodge, you know? Or it may be just a completely defensive computer player, like non-offense whatsoever. So if they do something like that, then you'll have time for your system to regroup, and you'll be still in the game.
Yeah, because fucking lag in a fucking fighting game is definitely bad.
Yeah, that's what I see as lag.
One frame of lag is definitely bad.
Exactly.
So, you all are still gay.
Well, the connection to the game is going to be broadband anyways. It's not like there's going to be anyone dial-up.
God, no, that'd be fucking horrendous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be awful. Who the hell would want to play on dial-up?
Old ladies, I suppose, playing fucking Peggle.
The thing, you own a Wii, Mr. Mecca?
Huh?
You own a Wii?
No, not yet. Can't find
what?
Can't find
it. You gotta get one so I can make you cry and make you want to sell it because I beat you so horribly in that game.
Any game. On the Wii.
That game specifically. I told game fucking whatever, crazy or whatever the fuck. Well, once they have fucking tournaments, call me.
Whenever the place I work gets a Wii, it's usually a day, I don't know, before or a couple days before payday. So it's really fucking annoying.
Quit spending all your damn money. What the hell's wrong with you?
On Tweeties.
Oh, what?
I said tweet, but I meant Tweakies.
Man, sometimes you're the stupidest person ever.
I only get some like 500, 550 every 2 weeks right now. So it's not like I have a lot of money.
Dude, you get,
that's what you do,
you live
right?
At home, don't you?
Yes.
Well, you got a shit ton of money. You live at home.
See, I am also paying for gas occasionally and having to loan the others money. So they
well, you loan them money.
That's your first mistake.
You don't loan money because you don't have any money. That's what you tell everybody. Like, hey, Mr. Mecca, you got $5? Sorry, dude, I'm broke.
Parents.
That's all you got to tell them. Sorry, dude, I'm broke. Just keep repeating that over and over again. Sorry, dude, I'm broke. Hey, sorry, dude,
bills.
I'm broke.
If bills
sorry.
Do not get paid,
sorry, dude, I'm broke.
I lose the internet.
Okay, so you got an internet bill. Why don't you just
have
that?
That's where you're doing it all wrong. What you do is you steal your neighbor's internet,
gas,
because that's what fucking capitalism's all about.
So, okay, so you're paying the electricity bill, which can come up to a whopping $100 a month.
We're getting away from the point of me whooping his ass in Smash Brothers, folks. We must... Dude, I'll fucking buy you a Wii if it just constitutes me, like, fucking whooping your ass in that game consistently.
Oh, I'll get a Wii at some point.
Some bitch, you gotta do it now.
Well, yes, if you can find one in my area that isn't sold out already, I'll do that. But until then...
What the fuck?
Okay, Daffy.
Mr.
Mecca,
there seems
no
to be something wrong with your soft palate. You seem to have developed a lisp.
Yes, because I'm speaking to you like a retard. Because that is how I'm feeling you right now.
Wait.
It's different
so
than
you're... I'm confused. I don't know what he's doing, but I think it's me.
I think he's insulting you.
Hey, fucker, are you insulting me? Yes. That's not very nice.
No, it's not.
Oh. All right.
Now we got that straight. Now.
Round three.
Fight.
Little does he know I used my fucking Hadouken, and now he's all like, actually, I suppose he would know that very well since I hit him with it. Come on, folks, you're boring me. I'm starting to linger over in the 4chan, 7chan, 7-11chan, 12chan, 0chan, 1chan area.
Oh, I see. You're looking up your lolicon porn, aren't you?
What if I am?
Chan-chan.
To each their own.
Chan.
They didn't say anything. They're supposed to, like, fuck up Scientology.org today, and all they did is make the site run slow for a little bit. Fucking
is that the religion? Chan. The stupid fucking Scientology religion?
Yeah, yes. That was made by a science fiction writer.
And people actually follow it like fucking idiots.
Yeah, Jan. Well, I mean...
Well, that's basically what all religions are.
Yeah, but I mean, Scientology's worse because it was made by a science fiction writer that was quoted as saying, I'd love to make a religion, that's where the money is.
Is it any worse than a religion made by a fantasy writer in the ancient world?
Well,
God needs money.
I think it actually is, because... Christianity does have very fucking good morals and very good stories. It's just everyone
when they follow them.
Yeah, but
when
that's
they
the
follow
thing.
Them,
that's not the thing.
When
here's,
they don't,
here's the deal.
They're murderous bastards who are worse
that's
than
the
devil
here's,
they fear.
Well, that's
here's
the thing,
the deal
is
with
that
religion
they're not following it.
That I see. I have absolutely no problem with any sort of religion as long as it has some sort of morals. Like, there is some religions that are more of a cult than a religion, and they have their
definitely not Scientology.
Religion are the same thing,
right? But I'm saying a cult, a religion is gonna be something followed more by the masses than a cult would be. Cult would
yeah,
be like
that's
more mainstream group.
That's the sociological definition is a religion.
Pretty much.
Follows
that's what I'm trying to get at.
Of a culture. All right.
Well, anyways, like a religion such as Christianity, no matter which type you take, because there is like 15 different types of Christianity. No matter which type you take, it has basically morals to it. I'd rather be with someone who took Christianity seriously than to be with somebody without, given it's the same type of person. You see what I'm saying? Because you know that they got a little bit more pushing them to do the right thing.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is that people forget, like, that one commandment, the whole, like, don't kill people one.
Yeah.
Like, last I checked, there wasn't an exception for brown people, because we definitely have made lots of exceptions for brown people. Anyone in the Middle East is just prone for fucking bombing.
That's the thing, though. A lot of Christians don't follow their fucking religion step by step. A lot
of people don't do anything that takes effort, dude.
People don't believe their own religion, you know, like their own ways. Like, they believe lying is wrong. Everybody does. But guess what everybody does also? They lie. You know, it's just simple as that. There's other things also that, yeah, things are considered wrong, but given certain circumstances, they're either going to do it or they're going to justify doing it. You know what I mean? Like, well, killing is bad. Okay, but what if the
unless
dude's
they're
going to
bad.
Kill you first? Yeah, exactly. Unless they're bad. So if they're bad, it's okay to kill them.
Well,
because
religion
they're in the wrong.
Shouldn't be followed step by step anyways. There should be a basic rule of guideline. That's it. And then
I'd rather have people be extremist religion, far as, you know, like a Christianity type religion. I'd rather have a bunch of people walking around that are extremists. I would not say anything about it, as long as they followed that. Because if they followed that religion to the T, they could not in any way affect me in a negative perspective. They couldn't. It's against their religion too, and that's why I will never outspeak against any sort of religion. Like, if you believe in Christianity, good for you. That is fine by me. You keep doing it. I really want people to believe in other religions because I believe it helps out. It really does. Now, I don't understand why people are wanting to come up with all this other crap and like Scientology and stuff to fight other religions. I don't understand that. It's like, how is this religion hurting you to begin with? You know, like, yeah, people may be stupid. You know, you could think that they're stupid by believing it, but it's not hurting you. Who gives a shit? You know?
I know.
Well, people use religion too much as a crutch sometimes. Like, oh, I stole, but if I go to a confessional and have God forgive me, it doesn't matter. And shit.
That's not the way it's supposed to work, but because you shouldn't. That's the thing. If you, they don't really believe in it. They just believe that they're just going to follow it and say they believe it because they want that. They want to just be like, oh, well, that doesn't matter now because I believe in this religion. They don't believe it. It's, you know, like, I would like to believe in a God just for security's sake, okay? Because if there was a God, I'd die and I would go to hell. That's pretty much all there is to it.
I
doubt it. So I was like, well, I cannot force myself to believe there's a God. I can try to say it. I can do anything. I can walk the walk, talk the talk, do everything, and say it and everything, but I would not truly deep down and believe it. Whereas
I doubt the fact that you don't means you're a lot better than other people.
If there is an afterlife, I doubt it's black and white like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah.
No doubt.
I don't.
I'd say it's more likely that there would be alternate afterlives, if there are any.
There is none. It's just nothing. It's like, where do the dogs go? We're just another being, a creature in this world. I don't understand how people understand. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to get into that because, like I said before, I don't want to fight religion and explain my ways and explain why I'm an atheist. You know, all this other crap. I don't think anybody should care. If it's what you believe, then it's what you believe. You know?
The basic human mentality for most people is, my way is right. If you are different, I must change you or destroy you.
Okay, Hitler.
That's the way it is, and it's a lot of people. Not everyone. A lot of people have changed from that. But that is the basic idea of it for thousands of years.
You know what I think is stupid? Is people constantly keep on trying to rein stuff that's good and evil. You know what? You don't know exactly what is good and evil.
What else is good and evil? Video game developers, right, folks?
The ultimate battle of good and evil. Is this video game good?
Thank God we got off that topic. Fuck. It was cool at first, but as soon as it started rolling, I was like, Jesus Christ, it's never going to fucking end.
I think you're evil.
All right, Matt, end this fucking thing.
You're evil.
End this thing.
I like pancakes.
Aren't we going to get into our reviews now?
Dude, we don't have any reviews, dude.
What the hell are you talking about, reviews?
I was going to think about reviewing Death Note.
Review
away.
Give
you shit.
What?
Half the people won't want to watch it. They don't like the mind thing. It's like why nobody plays chess and they all play first-person shooters now.
Wait, but
because it's lead expensive hacksaw. Something. I
don't know. Okay, I guess I'll save that for another show then. Okay, this is Game versus Anime. This is Manzara. And
I apologize for the religious shit. No one's listening anyway.
God,
it doesn't matter.
Religion.
Yes, religion is fun.
Signing off.
We'll see you later.
That's my name.
Bye bye.